But girls is so much like a wagon wheel.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that. Do you know that?
She's always surrounded with fellers.
Oh! You mean you call that thing on the outside fella?
We call them fellers. The rim
the
is fellers. The rims
oh,
is...
the
is
rims were called fellers.
And the tar is on the fellers, but really the name for them is rims, and that's the reason why our girl's like a wagon wheel. She's surrounded with fellers.
That's pretty good. No, I didn't know that. Well, we both learned something today, wouldn't you say, Ross?
Yeah.
Stick around. We might learn all kinds of things. Well, what about the thing that the horse on the wagon, the thing that the horse pulls on?
No. That's a double tree on a double wagon, and then the sanger trees fastens on the end of the double tree.
Oh, I see.
And then the other thing that holds the horses in there is a neck yoke that fits on the end of its tongue.
Uh-huh. So then that's at the end of the tongue.
And do you know what runs around all over the mountains in the daytime and sits under the bed with his tongue sticking out?
A dog? I don't know.
A wagon?
Oh, a wagon! Oh, sure, with the tongue sticking out. Golly, that's pretty good. I didn't know you knew all these riddles, too, on top of everything else. I didn't get that. I remember that one, though.
See, you put the bed. You put the bed on the wagon.
You put the bed
and
on.
And then you run it all over the mountains through the daytime.
And then it's under the bed.
And then you bring it home, and it sits out in the yard with its tongue sticking out.
That is pretty good. I hadn't thought of that. Well, if there was something like if there was a log across the road, you might have to put chains around it, and then to get it out, you'd have to
skid it.
Is that what they do? How is that how they get it? They had logs.
Skid it out of the road.
Oh, you call that skidding it out of the road?
What it's called?
Well, was that what they have to do mostly? If they had, or what if they cut
you
it?
You either have to cut it and skid it out, or cut it in two and roll it out.
Or roll it out.
You can roll it out.
Now, is the skidding just more or less dragging?
Mm-hmm.
Just about the same as just dragging it, more or less.
We call it skidding.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if they cut like some stumps or something out of a field? Now, how would they get them out?
They usually just load them on a wagon or a sled or something other than take them out. If it's too big to get them up on a wagon, why they just, some of them hook the chain on and drags them out just like they were a log.
They would. Mm-hmm. What did you mostly do? Did you usually drag them, or did you?
No, I usually let them stay there.
Oh, yeah.
Just let them stand there and rot out.
Mm-hmm. But some of them drug them, though, some.
I usually cut them down so low that you don't have to never fool with them. Just cut them real low to the ground and plow around them until they finally rot out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is.
Not again. Margie, I'd say it's not your day today.
She's giving her a bath.
I'd say it's not your day today. Iris has got it in for you today, I'd say.
Or see, she scared her a while ago when she jerked her and stopped her.
Oh,